bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Hey, welcome to the Cale Clark Show on this day. It's a very special day, and I'm going to tell you why in just a moment. The number to call, 1-888-914-9149. You can tweet at me at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E. You can also go to the show account at Cale Clark Show. Got an interesting question which you're going to want to answer, and I'll tell you what that is in just a moment. You can even call in and answer the question. But first, as we do each hour during this Pledge Drive week, we begin by invoking Our Lady and her intercession with a memorare. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was ever left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you do we come, before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, let me start off the show by saying to producer Lucas, and you knew I had to do this, may the 4th be with you. Hey, that was Chewbacca. This is, by the way, Chewbacca is going to be, quote unquote, laughing at all my jokes in just that manner for the rest of the show. So get used to it.
And, happy May the 4th to you as well, Kale. Happy Star Wars Day.
Well, thank you. But you should have said, and with your spirit, when I said May the 4th be
right.
with you.
Yeah. Yes, get of it? Course.
The Star Wars liturgy. All right. It is, yes. That's okay. We got a whole hour to figure this out. So it is Star Wars Day, of course. And some of you may not be Star Wars fans. That's fine. Some of the movies, quite frankly, were terrible in my opinion. But that's just me. Don't at me. Don't throw me under the bus. So I want to ask a question. Now, we're going to actually relate some of the themes in Star Wars to Catholic teachings. Now, you might say, how is he going to pull this off? It's actually not that difficult. I'll show you in just a moment. But I want to ask you, here's the listener question for you. And it was on our show account. I tweeted it out earlier. So you can respond on Twitter. And Karen Moran will be monitoring those responses. You can respond that way if you want. Or you can call in. Even though it's Pledge Drive week, even though things are a little bit different this week, we still have a normal show. You can still call in. We don't bite. You can still call and talk to me. 1-888-914-9149. And the question of the day is this. What is your go-to comfort movie and why? Now, maybe it's a Star Wars flick. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's something else. When you're sick, when you're not feeling well, maybe you're home, and you know, Lord forbid you're at home with COVID or something. And if you are, you know, we're praying for you and hopefully you'll pull through. Lucas himself did exactly that. Now, Lucas is a big horror movie fan, so he likes to scare himself and hide under the blankets and, you know, peek out and scream and stuff. Yeah, it's all quite embarrassing. But he had COVID a few weeks ago, as you know, and he survived. He pulled through it. He's a survivor. He's not going to give up. He's not going to stop. He's going to work harder. A little Destiny's Child for you there.
Is that what that was? I was wondering what that was.
Yeah, it was a mistake, whatever it was. But Destiny's Child, we're all children of Destiny. We are destined to become God's children in heaven. But what is the movie that you watch when you are anxious, when you're stressed, or just your go-to? I just want to watch a movie I know I'm going to like. I don't want to try something new. I want to go back to one of my old favorites. I know every line of dialogue in this movie, that type of thing. What is your go-to comfort movie? 1-888-914-9149. We'll get the pics of the staff on this later. So we'll let you call in. We'll let the phone lines light up as we get into this. But I wanted to start off by just sharing with you some of the surprising Catholic teachings that we can relate to the Star Wars series of films. And believe it or not, there are more than you might think. Now, we could actually go on for many, many hours with this, but I won't. Obviously, the main thing that people think about is how Star Wars depicts good and evil. There's this theme of dualism, light and darkness, with respect to the Force. The Force is, of course, an immaterial power that the figures in Star Wars, the characters, can tap into at any time. I don't want to go so far as to say it's like the Holy Spirit. It's not. Of course, it's totally different because there is a dark side of the Force. And that's where people, this is not at all relatable to Catholicism in that sense, because in real life, the dark side, which we'll say, let's just say that's sin, that is not equal to the quote-unquote good side of the force, if you will, because sin is really the absence of good, right? And also this whole idea of the dark side of the force, when people watch Star Wars, they might get the wrong impression that in real life, and hopefully you don't think Star Wars is real life, but you might get the impression that in the real world, good and evil are more like yin and yang. They're in balance. They're fighting against each other. The dark side is just as powerful as... No, it's not. Not at all. God is far more powerful than evil, far more powerful than Satan. And even Satan himself used to be good. He was created to be good, but he rebelled. He fell from grace. He fell from heaven. So at any rate, the theme of good and evil is clearly there. There's no question about that. What about this theme of light? We're going to get into that a little bit more later on when it comes to Jesus, especially in the Gospel of John. Some of these dualistic themes are there, and I'm going to tell you about that. Light, darkness, they're there. Some people have tried to say that the Jedis are like religious, if you will, in the Catholic Church. They're like monks. Think about the raiment, the clothing of Obi-Wan Kenobi. Kind of looks like it might be part of a religious order. Some people say that the Jedi are meant to be priestly in a certain sense. They don't marry. And I'm not deep into the Star Wars mythology, if you will. I like the films. They're okay. Some of them, I quite frankly, think were terrible. Terrible dialogue, that's for sure. When I was a kid, I really didn't notice. But I do have a soft spot for Star Wars because really that was the first movie I saw. My parents took me and my sister to see the first Star Wars film. That's the first time I was ever in a theater. I was completely amazed. I wasn't exactly dissecting the dialogue and how bad the script was. But at any rate, really cool stuff. And when it comes to the Jedis, a lot of people think they're reminiscent of people who take vows of celibacy because they don't marry. They remind some of monks or priests. Okay, how about that? The theme of sacrifice for others, is rife throughout the Star Wars canon, if you will. In The Empire Strikes Back, which many people think is the best Star Wars film, I don't know what you think, you can let me know, 1-888-914-9149. Is that your comfort movie? Is that your go-to? Obi-Wan Kenobi lays down his life for his friends. He sacrifices himself. Hope I'm not spoiling the film for you if you haven't seen it. But also, interestingly enough, there's even a bit of that going on with Darth Vader, of all people. Imagine that. Well, of course, to me, one of the worst acting performances I've ever seen was, don't shoot me for this, Hayden Christensen. I shouldn't say this because he is a Canadian. But when he played Anakin Skywalker, the adult Anakin Skywalker, who transforms, of course, into Darth Vader, he gives in to the darkness. I just thought it was really lame acting. But having said that, this is sort of the picture of somebody descending into evil and becoming somebody other than that which you were created to be or who you were created to be. And we know that we're created to be saints. And so he gets marred in more ways than one, not only on the inside, but on the outside too. His armor and his helmet, of course, are sort of a life support to him because of his injuries. And they also hide all the physical scars that he has from his battles. And what's interesting about Darth Vader is that at the end of the day, he kind of does redeem himself, doesn't he? Because in Return of the Jedi, and again, spoiler alert, he protects Luke Skywalker. And we know, of course, that Luke is actually his son. Luke, I am your father. Okay, many Catholic themes there we could go into. But what happens with Darth Vader is at the end of the day, he actually protects Luke Skywalker, his son, from the wrath of the Emperor. And then, of course, he dies. So, sorry to let you know that if you haven't seen it, but he loves his son, and he's able to give his life. Even at the last moment, even after an existence of absolute evil, he's descended into the darkness. Well, what does he do? He kind of, in a sense, redeems himself in the end, lays down his life. A lot of people have said, well, this kind of reminds you of the good thief, Dismas, if you will, which tradition names the good thief on the cross. That's in Luke's gospel, by the way. Luke, God is your father. Jesus is your elder brother. Anyways, the idea that at the last moment he is redeemed. So that could be the best Catholic message that one might find, actually, in all the Star Wars films. So just a couple of quick thoughts on that. We've got some really short segments, but I want to hear what you think. I want to hear what your favorite comfort film is. And I'm happy to see the phone lines are lighting up. That's awesome. That is great stuff because, hey, you can still call, even though it's Pledge Drive week. It's normal shows, but we are, of course, reminding everybody that, hey, this network doesn't stay on the air without your help. And that's really what it's all about. We want to give hope to people through the message of the Catholic faith. And we'll talk about anything to get that message into your hands through movies, media, anything we can find in the culture, and, of course, in the good book itself. And when we come back in just a few moments, I'll be sharing with you how some of these themes that we might encounter in Star Wars are actually found in John's Gospel. We'll be right back on the Cale Clark Show after this quick word from Father Rocky.
Hi, this is Father Rocky. Do you know the Mary Undoer of Knots prayer? It goes like this. Let us pray. Mother of fair love, I look to you. Take in your hands the ribbon of my life and see the snarl of knots that keeps me bound to sin, anxiety, and hopelessness. I beg you, Mother, by your powerful intercession and long fingers of love and grace, undo the knots in my heart and in my life. Free me to love as Christ loves. Mary, Undoer of Knots, pray for us. I really love that prayer. For a pledge of $50 a month to Relevant Radio, our thank you gift is a Mary, Undoer of Knots diptych. With that prayer on the right side and a beautiful heavenly image of Our Lady on the left, the Mary, Undoer of Knots diptych is yours for a gift of $50 a month to Relevant Radio. Go to the website or the app right now and you can see an image of the diptych. Make a donation to Relevant Radio right there at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. We have matching funds this hour, so make your pledge right now.
Hi there, it's Mike Kendall, Cale Clark. We thank you for joining us and wrapping up your day with Relevant Radio. This is the time of year where we turn to you and ask for your financial support. We need your help to meet our operating costs from quarter to quarter. And so this is our spring pledge drive. We're giving hope at 877-291-0123 and also online at relevantradio.com. And if you're just tuning in, maybe you've had a really busy day, got some great news for you. This is a partnership challenge day. That means in the next 45 minutes, every single caller is being matched 100%. So no matter what size donation you make, we're going to go ahead and double that. So, Cale, this is a great time to call. I can't think of a better day than May 4th to make that call and make that pledge.
Absolutely. And Mike, may the 4th be with you as well and with my spirit.
I'm hoping that's the last time I hear that today.
I had to milk it. So for what it's worth, I'm only here for the next hour. So I want to get my money's worth on that one. And I want... I'm hoping everybody out there gets their money's worth, and I'm sure that you feel that way, because when you donate to Relevant Radio, it is really life-changing for so many people. We've heard so many testimonies. We're constantly getting emails and messages from listeners thanking us for what we're doing, and honestly, it's our privilege. I'm just so happy that all of you are listening, and one of the things that we were talking about before the break, we were talking about Star Wars and Luke, I am your father. Speaking of fathers, I'll tell you this. If you donate just $1 a day for the year, we're going to send you a very special book about fathers, as Darth Vader might say. It's called Because of Our Fathers. You know, the example that a father can give, maybe not a father like Darth Vader, but a good father can leave a really fine imprint on our lives. And there's going to be 23 Catholics profiled in this book that you're going to get because of our fathers, including our own Father Rocky. He's going to talk about the difference his own father made as he became eventually a spiritual father to millions, really, through Relevant Radio. Also, Patrick Madrid talks about his dad, former NFL player Matt Burke. This is a really fine resource, and we want this to be yours for a gift of just $1 a day. And don't forget, that gift is matched 100%. I don't know any investment where you can double it guaranteed, but this is it.
Yeah. Instantly, too, on top of it. I mean, it happens the second that we put your name in our system. Make that pledge right now at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And you can also log online, get a little bit more insight on that book that Cale was telling you about. We have pictures of some of our other premiums on there as well at relevantradio.com. But hey, don't lose this opportunity. We only have 43 minutes left to go this hour, and we'd love to hear from 100 people before the end of the hour. Be one of those people. Call now.
Welcome back to the show. May the 4th be with you. Yeah, it's Star Wars Day. And I want to hear about not just Star Wars movies, but other movies that you go to as your quote-unquote comfort movie. Maybe they're just movies that make you feel good. Maybe there are movies that you really enjoy. You know all the words. You know all the dialogue. And maybe you're stressed. Maybe when you're sick, you like to watch this. I don't know. I want to hear from you. What's your go-to movie? What's your comfort film? And why? 1-888-914-9149. Just a couple of minutes. I'm going to share with you how some themes from Star Wars could actually be found in the Gospel of John. But let's go to the phones right now. We're going to go to Paul from Youngstown, Ohio. Paul, welcome back to the show. And by the way, I need to wish you a very happy Easter because you're of the Orthodox faith, and Orthodox Easter was just this past Sunday.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Yes, we had a really nice liturgy, and it started off at 11 p.m. Saturday night, and we got out 1:30 in the morning Sunday morning.
Nice, so
nice. Very good.
Christos en esti.
I would have to. Truly, he is risen. Christ is risen.
Yeah. So what's your movie? I got to ask you, what is your comfort film, Paul?
I like comedies. And
nice.
I really back in '92, I saw Wayne's World, and
yeah.
I like to watch it every now and again because I see myself in those two fellows. I mean, I'll be 54 in July. I still wear my hair to my shoulders.
Oh, wow.
And I still think like a kid, even though I don't feel like it physically all the time. I have the outlook of kind of a young person.
Well, in God, we're forever young, Paul. And obviously, you've kept the mullet, just like Wayne and Garth. And what did you find especially funny about that film? What really sticks out to you about those characters?
Well, just how many people there are that are kind of like that in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. I went to high school with a lot of those guys.
Yeah, no way!
Yes way!
But that's the movie I like to watch every now and again.
Nice.
And laugh at it.
That's
and,
classic.
Wasn't Mike Myers, Wayne Campbell, wasn't he Canadian?
He is. He's from Toronto. He grew up in the Scarborough section of Toronto, and he references a lot of his upbringing in his films, and it comes through big time. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, he's constantly doing that, and I love that film, too. It's great. Everything from the music,
okay,
too.
Okay. Well, that's the film I wanted to share.
It's one of my personal favorites. So, party on, Paul. I really appreciate you. Thanks for calling in. And once again, happy Easter to you. Appreciate that. All right. That was Paul from Youngstown, Ohio. Big listener of the program, big fan of the program. Great to hear from you. We're going to go to Larry now, calling from Chicago. Hey, Larry.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
You know,
when I was a kid, I'm 72, my mom and dad used to always call us, come on, the Wizard of Oz is on. Or Gene Kelly, you know, and Debbie Reynolds and Singing in the Rain. Leslie Caron and Kelly, American Paris. And we got to like these musicals. And they bought us all of the soundtracks of the Rodgers and Hammerstein shows. So we used to sing along in January and February, Cold Winter Nights in Chicago. Imagine that, Cold Winter Nights in Chicago. To the Sound of Music, King and I, South Pacific, Oklahoma, you name it. And I fell in love with the Sound of Music. There's just something about it that will always lift my spirit. Mm-hmm. Especially that opening sequence when Julie spins in the hillside, you know, the meadow with the title song. Mm-hmm. The teenager is in the gazebo, 16 going on 17.
Yeah.
The mother superior telling a young Maria von Trapp, you know, Julie Andrews, actually, climb every mountain. Mm-hmm. Edelweiss. It just...
So much.
Takes me out of myself. I don't know what it is. And every time I see it, it's like seeing it for the first time. And I took all my kid sisters to see it when it opened and played downtown. You know, it was a road show. You have reserved seat tickets. And they flipped for it. They just, they never saw such a large screen, you know, 70 millimeters.
That, you know, Larry, this is a great choice. And by the way, I have to it's interesting that you mentioned Leslie Caron, because my sister, her name is Karen, but my parents spelled it. They really got the name from, they spelled it C-A-R-R-O-N. I know hers is C-A-R-O-N, I believe. But anyways, they kind of got the spelling from Leslie Caron. So that was kind of interesting. But a lot of people love The Sound of Music, clearly. All the great tunes, number one, but it's a great Catholic film. There's nuns. I mean, there's fighting the Nazis. It's great stuff. And we need that, especially in this day and age. And there's a lot of despair in our world as well. Well, the sense of hope, and Karen Moran was just messaging me saying, yeah, there's such a sense of hope in that movie. We need that. We need that. And some of these comfort films, what's great about them is that they can help you forget your problems and what's going on and just take you to a different place. And The Sound of Music certainly is a big fave of a lot of people, not to mention all the other MGM musicals you mentioned, like The Wizard of Oz, all that great stuff. Just classic. So thank you, Larry. Really appreciate that call. Larry calling from Chicago. We're going to go now to Peter, who is in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Peter, welcome to the show. What's your comfort film?
Well, I've been on hold so long, I changed my mind, actually. I had time to think. It's going to sound ridiculous after hearing about The Sound of Music, but a movie that always cheers me up and makes me feel good is a rough and tough Western with John Wayne called The Cowboys.
Oh, okay.
If you're not familiar with it, he's forced to make a very long cattle drive with a bunch of eighth grade boys instead of his regular hands.
Nice.
And poor John is murdered by the bad guys on the trail.
Uh-oh.
And the boys take the herd to town, and they purchase a tombstone for him in Dodge City or wherever they went to, and they take it back in the prairie and they put it up for him.
Oh, wow. I haven't seen that film. I've seen some of the old John Wayne westerns, but a lot of people would go with that genre.
This is about a 1968-72 film. It wasn't on TV for years and years.
Oh, wow. And you know what else, Peter? If my memory serves me correctly, I believe John Wayne is a convert to Catholicism.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, so that would be something to talk about on the show at some point. So, yeah, how about that? A lot of people don't know that. So that's a great call, Peter. Really appreciate that. The Western genre, it's always a great choice. Think about Tombstone. That's a more modern one, obviously featuring Doc Holliday. I'm Your Huckleberry, right? So many choices, so many great choices. We're going to go to Margie now, who's in Maywood, New Jersey. Margie, welcome to the show. What's your comfort movie?
Hi. Well, The Sound of Music is one of my comfort music but movies. But what I thought of immediately was Fantasia.
Ah, Fantasia.
Cool. Fantasia. I haven't seen it in decades, but I believe it was a Walt Disney. And I think Mickey Mouse was in it, but the music and the visuals, the music is amazing. It's just so gorgeous.
It really is. And Margie, I got to tell you, I have seen Fantasia recently because my daughter, Michaela, loves it. And we hear her voice at the end of every program on the Cale Clark Show. And you know, so she loves Fantasia and she loves the music. And it's really, it was a great exposure for her to classical music and some of the great stuff. So I've watched that a lot lately. I hear about that almost every day. Whenever a song comes on the radio, she always says, oh, that's from Fantasia. So that's a great choice, Margie. Appreciate that. That's Margie calling from Maywood, New Jersey. We got to get out. We got a quick break here, but we'll be right back on the Cale Clark Show, 1-888-914-9149.
So, a needle pulling thread, la, a note to follow, so, tea, a drink with jam and bread.
Well, that was fun. Thanks for tuning in this afternoon and enjoying some movie talk with Cale on Relevant Radio. I'm Mike Kendall, just taking a minute to give you an update on how things are going here in our call center area. We asked for 100 people to step up this hour and make a pledge. Well, we're getting close. We're halfway through the hour, and we already have our first 50 people.
Oh, wow.
So we have a lot of heroes out there that are calling in. It's great. In fact, we just have one phone line open right now, Cale. So we're encouraging people to donate at relevantradio.com. That's probably the most efficient way to make your pledge this hour. And I can tell you the reason people are calling is they know this is the time to call. We're matching every dollar that comes in. Our partners have put money on the table. So in the next 29 minutes, every single pledge is being matched. We had a $1,200 call come in this half hour from California.
Amazing.
That means that's $2,400, just like that. Please make that call, 877-291-0123.
Well, from the bottom of our hearts, we thank everyone who's called in to donate. And we have a lot of listeners out in California, so really appreciate you and really appreciate that donor. And we pray for all of you who listen to the show and who donate to Relevant Radio. You're in our hearts. We do this together with you. You're really partnering with us, and we really do appreciate that. And as Mike said, sometimes our phone lines are hard to get through because in these COVID times, we weren't able to have volunteers staffing the phone lines. We do have some respondents that are there to when you do call in 1-877-291-0123, we have some Relevant Radio staff and partners. They're answering the phones, but it's a lot faster, as Mike said, to just donate online through the app. It couldn't be easier. And also through relevantradio.com. Plus, not only will you get to double your impact, we're going to give you a free gift if you donate online through the app or through the website. And that is the brand new MP3 talk by Father Rocky called Why We Love Our Lady. We heard Father Rocky speaking earlier about Our Lady Undoer of Knots. We're going to talk a little bit about a special giveaway that we're doing later on. But he loves Our Lady. You do too. May is the month of Our Lady. You're going to want to get this awesome talk by Father Rocky when you donate online at relevantradio.com or through the app.
And we want to say hello to Juan from Austin, just made a $200 pledge. Juan, I want you to know we don't take you for granted. We know we have the most generous listeners in America. Thank you, Mary in Lansing, Illinois. Susan listening in Lyle and Santa Fe, California, calling in. Pauline, thank you for your generous support. We don't take you for granted. We know you're generous listeners. We hope you don't take us for granted. You know, we're there every day for you with noon mass, the family rosary across America. And when you get in your car after work, there he is, your carpool partner, Cale Clark, every day on Relevant Radio.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Hey, welcome back to the Cale Clark Show. Lucas, I like how you said that. Yeah. In that song. That was a nice touch. You had to put yourself in there, and I'm glad you did that. And you can put yourself in this show by calling 1-888-914-9149. It's Star Wars Day. Hashtag Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. And I promised you that I'd tell you that there are some Star Wars type themes in John's Gospel. Because the dark side of the Force is obviously out there. There are light sabers. Well, Jesus is a light saver. That was the best I could come up with. Can I have a Chewbacca roar? Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. The extra roar there. I love that. He is a light saver. He saves us. He also brings us light. He is the light of the world. Where does he say that, by the way? That's in John's Gospel. In John's Gospel, chapter 8, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. And not only does he say that, he says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light saber. No, he doesn't say that. He says, we'll have the light of life. And that is far more important. And you know, it's interesting too, in John's Gospel, all the miracles that Jesus does these seven signs. There are these seven I am statements in John's Gospel. I am the way, the truth, and the life. We looked at that one the other day. He says, I am the light of the world here. And there are these seven signs in John's Gospel. The miracles are called signs. The signs point us somewhere. And the miracles also are little parables unto themselves because they really act out in real life the teachings that Jesus comes to bring. So what happens in chapter 9 of John's Gospel? Well, he heals the man born blind. He literally gives him light in his darkness. And by the way, this took place at something called the Feast of Tabernacles. It's also called the Feast of Booths, not phone booths, but this has to do with the tents, if you will, the booths that the Israelites set up in the wilderness. And really, this was a commemoration of how God protected the Israelites as they camped out during the wilderness on their 40-year journey. So what would happen at the Feast of Booths or the Feast of Tabernacles, as it was known? that a lot of people celebrating the feast would go to Jerusalem, and they would actually set up little pup tents, and little booths around the temple for the entire feast, which would be an eight-day celebration. And every day during this feast, what would happen is that great lamps, great torches would be lit to just light up the sky in Jerusalem. And really what that was meant to commemorate was, of course, the pillar of fire that God provided to light the way for the pilgrims in the desert, the original exodus from Egypt. And really, they expected God to do a new exodus in Jesus' time. And this is really what Jesus comes to do. He wants to conduct another exodus, leading us out of the slavery of sin, not the slavery of Egypt, into the promised land of the kingdom of God, the promised land of heaven. So as I said, every day on this feast, there would be this elaborate ceremony. They'd light these lamps, and this would happen in the temple, in the place of the temple called the Court of the Women. They would light four huge lamps, and there would be 65 liters of oil in each of these lamps. This is how big they were. And what would they use as the wicks for these lamps, these gigantic lamps? They would use old robes that were worn by the priests. How about that? And they would just light them up, and they would just be like massive torches. And then people would have their own little torches in their hands, and they would sing and dance all throughout the night and celebrate what happened in the Exodus, this pillar of fire. And it's in this context that Jesus stands up in the temple and says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And when he heals the blind man, what does he say? He tells him, "As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Now, the light that Jesus brings is a lot different than lighting up one city in one country at one place in history, which happened at the Feast of Tabernacles in Jerusalem every year, because Jesus, his light, is enough to illuminate the whole world, the whole cosmos, all humanity, Jew and Gentile, to lead all humanity in the second exodus for all those who would follow him. So this is just a beautiful, beautiful section of John's gospel. And if you read chapter 9 of John, and we won't read it all today because of time constraints, but it'd be good homework for you just to read that. It's so encouraging because it starts off with really answering a common question that a lot of people have in this world. Why do bad things happen to good people? And here's what happens at the beginning of John. Jesus is passing by and he sees a man who was born blind. And his disciples ask him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" They just assume that he must have done something evil. He had it coming. Maybe this is generational sin. A lot of people thought that in Jesus' day, that you would be punished for the sins of the parents. And Jesus says, "Be careful. Be careful. You don't know." And in this case, in this particular guy's case, he says, "This man did not sin, nor did his parents. But this happened so that the works of God might be made manifest in him, might be shown forth to the world." So God wanted to do something in and through his life, and God wants to show his life and his light in your life too. This is just such a great chapter. Physical sight, spiritual sight, it's all there. And so Jesus, of course, heals this guy, and how he does it, it's really in a sacramental way. He what does he do? He spits on the ground, he makes some mud, and he spreads it on the guy's eyes. And then he goes, he said, "Oh, by the way, let me just find this for you here." It says in verse 6, he spat on the ground, made clay out of the spittle, and anointed the man's eyes with the clay. He's using the very creation to bring about his life, his healing grace. This is very sacramental. And then he says to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam." So he washes and comes back seeing. And really, one could say that it's almost an image of baptism. A lot of people have made that connection. So we get our spiritual sight from Jesus, and sometimes our physical sight too. I mean, this is stupendous. Nobody had ever done this in the history of the world, healing someone who had been born blind. And to this day, there are all these phony fake healers out there, these phony faith healers. I'd love to see them do this. Take someone born blind and make them see again, if their power is really coming from the Lord. And so this is incredible, because this guy who is healed, who gets his sight back, he becomes an apostle for Jesus. he goes to his neighbors, and people start asking him, hey, wait a minute, wasn't this the guy that we saw in the corner sitting and begging? How are your eyes open? How did this happen? And he tells them, well, this man named Jesus made some mud, put it on my eyes, and he healed me. I got my sight back. The Pharisees, they don't like what's happening. They ask him, how did you receive your sight? Well, Jesus did. Well, that's impossible. This guy's a sinner. And this guy says, well, God doesn't listen to sinners, so there's no way he could do this unless God was with him. And then they get mad at him. They say, oh, how dare you teach us? They kick him out of the synagogue. And then they ask his parents, what's the deal with this guy? And the parents are kind of afraid they'll get kicked out too. They say, well, he's old enough. He's of age. You can go ahead and ask him. They kind of pass the buck. And so he gets dragged before the Pharisees again. What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? He says, I've told you already, and you would not listen. Do you want to become his disciples as well? And they say, how dare you? You are born in sin. You're trying to teach us. And then eventually at the end of the chapter, he runs into Jesus himself. And it's a very poignant scene. He gets kicked out, and he's all by himself, and Jesus comes up to him. Well, Jesus hears that they'd cast him out. It says, and having found him, he said, do you believe in the Son of Man? He answered, and who is he, sir, that I may believe in him? Jesus said to him, you have seen him, and it is he who speaks to you. He said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him, So that's one of those verses in the New Testament. Everybody tries to tell you that Jesus didn't think he was God. Well, you can just point him here. He receives worship, and he's okay with it because he deserves it. He is God the Son. And then Jesus says, for judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may become blind. Some of the Pharisees near him heard this, and they said to him, are we also blind? Jesus said to them, if you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say we see, your guilt remains. And so this theme of light and darkness, spiritual sight, all depends on your reaction to Jesus. If you believe in him, you'll be able to see reality. You'll be able to see the truth. And you will have the light of the world because he is the light of the world. This is the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. And we'll be right back right after this.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
Another person wrote to me and said, good morning, I'm a new listener. I used to listen on another local AM station a long time ago. I got angry and depressed sometimes at what I heard. I was angry at God. I tend to suffer in depressive ways. And when I found your station, it has been such a blessing. Spiritually and mentally, I'm feeling so much better. I just want to thank you for the prayers. It has given me hope, it has given me light, and it has given me perspective in these very difficult times. I know many people often write to you, Drew, with problems of health and finance. He says, but emotional problems are an area that I've struggled with for a long time, and I truly believe that the divine mercy has brought me healing.
You've just heard another Relevant Radio miracle moment. We're listener supported. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
Day two of our spring pledge drive. We're asking you to give hope and support Relevant Radio at relevantradio.com or call 877-291-0123. It's Mike Kendall and Cale Clark teaming up on day two. And what a day it's been today, Cale. We've heard from beyond coast to coast, 47 different states, including the District of Columbia. And we even heard from American Samoa today,
wow.
Which you're actually the morning show in American Samoa. They
good morning.
Had lunch. They haven't had lunch yet there, but thank you. God bless you, American Samoa, for calling in. And around the globe, Malaysia. We got a donation from Malaysia today. The United Kingdom and some of our friends in Canada, Alberta, British Columbia, Ontario, pitched in with a pledge. God bless you. Thank you. Here's the number, 877-291-0123. And Cale, we asked for 100 people at the beginning of this hour. We only need to hear from 24 more people.
Oh, we can do it. We can do it. And hey, thank you, my fellow Canadians, for coming through. Oh, Canada. And we want to hear from everybody all around the world. And that's the great thing about relevantradio.com. Even if you don't have a Relevant Radio station in your area, you can still listen through the magic of the internet and, of course, through our mobile app as well. And don't forget, when you donate through the app, not only is your pledge doubled, which is incredible and unto itself, but you also get a wonderful free gift from us. And that is, of course, the new talk, Why We Love Our Lady by Father Rocky. And, you know, we love Mary, and this month of May is dedicated to her in particular. We ask for intercession, we sing to her, and we remember her, especially as Mother's Day is coming up. And one thing you can do is you can actually make a donation in your mother's name, if you like, to Relevant Radio. And there's even a nice certificate that you can get through the website and through the app that you can download, right, Mike?
That is right. Yes, through our website. I'm sorry, Kale, I got distracted.
No worries.
Is online giving?
Yeah, there's a form for Mother's Day that you can download through the app, I believe.
Absolutely. Yeah, in fact, there are so many different resources online at relevantradio.com. If you make your pledge online, you can download a certificate to honor mom. If your mom is a big fan of Relevant Radio, honor her. And you can download the certificate, and when you see her this Sunday, you can hand that to her, and she'll be so grateful. Let's honor our moms today. And when you call in at 877-291-0123, you can mention your mom by name, and we will pray for her before the Blessed Sacrament.
Absolutely.
Because we do that with every single caller that we get. So, hey, time is running out. We have 11 minutes to go. 877-291-0123. Every pledge we get in the next 11 minutes is doubled. Take advantage of our partnership challenge right now and give hope.
Faith, facts, and fun. It's the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio.
Welcome back. 1-888-914-9149. Karen Moran, is there any action on Twitter with these comfort movies?
You know, you're getting a lot of feedback on the Star Wars tweet.
Okay.
Not a lot of people chiming in on their comfort movie.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. What are people saying about the Star Wars tweet?
I am so ignorant of Star Wars that I didn't even understand, but here it is. let's see. It says, there was the Anakin. It was a virgin birth thing. The prequels were horrible. I can watch episode 5 or V, Empire, anytime. I don't know. Yeah. But that was from Brian Hipp. Sorry, Brian. I'm completely in the dark.
Thanks, Brian. Yeah, I agree with you about the prequels. They're terrible. But yeah, so the first three movies that actually came out in real time, as in our own time, as in actual time, in the year of our Lord, I think 1977 was when the first Star Wars movie came out. That's actually episode 4, I believe, yes.
Oh,
and so,
okay.
Yeah, so the ones that came out recently are prequels. So it's a little bit confusing, to be sure.
You know, I think the best thing was to have been alive in the 70s and to have seen it when it came out in the theater. That, to me, is the only thing I like about Star Wars, is that I saw it when I was a kid, and
yeah,
it was
exciting.
My
first movie. As I said earlier, it was super exciting. I was just blown away.
Mine was Herbie the Love Bug.
Dean Jones. Good old Dean Jones. By the way, Dean Jones did a one-man play of Saint John in Exile on the island of Patmos. Now that's
wow.
A collector's item. If you can ever find that, I've seen it. I used to have it on VHS. If you can believe this, I don't know what happened to it. But at any rate, it was pretty good. It was pretty well done. So Dean Jones, how about that? We talked about the Gospel of John earlier, just a few minutes ago. Well, listen, there's a guy named Dylan Duke who wrote an article for LifeTeen, and LifeTeen is a ministry, a Catholic ministry that helps youth. And he wrote a blog post about some quotes from the Star Wars films that could be turned around to have a Catholic meaning. So I want to share some of these with you and see what you think. And we can talk about this as well, folks, in the team here. I want to bring Lucas up and Patrick as well. So here's a quote from Yoda from the film The Phantom Menace.
Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering.
Okay.
And that sounds like Grover to me from Sesame Street. I'm sorry.
Well, the same guy who did Sesame Street, Frank Oz, was the voice of Yoda. So that's probably the same person.
That makes perfect sense.
You're going to have to change it up a little for radio. I think Yoda needs to be... You have to see the visual, I guess. That was Grover to me. Sorry.
That almost sounded like me doing a Yoda voice too. But no, that was the actual sound clip. Thank you, Lucas, for that. So the context for this is that a young Anakin Skywalker, while being assessed by the Jedi Council, admits he is afraid of what. Oh, anyways. So Anakin asks why it matters that fear is on his heart. And that leads to this response from Master Yoda, where he says, fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. All right. So here's what Dylan Duke says about this in response. He says, we cannot let our emotions control us, like fear, but rather we have to assess our problems and situations calmly and rationally through prayer. While this requires a great deal of patience, a virtue shared by both Jedis and Catholic saints, when we respond courageously, peacefully, and lovingly, we're less likely to make mistakes. What do you think about that? Do you like that take?
I think that's a decent take. It reminds me of Be Not Afraid, but I think the the interesting thing about I feel like the departure is that the idea to eliminate suffering is the goal, and I don't think that's like very Catholic.
I had that thought too, Karen.
You know, I'm going with
it almost,
that.
It almost sounds more of like a Buddhist spirituality.
Yeah.
Whereas the Catholic suffering. Response is more of, you know,
endure suffering, unite suffering.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Redemptive suffering through the cross of Christ.
Not that we're trying to glorify or get more suffering in our life, but our goal is not to eliminate it, but to understand it better. Yeah.
You can use it as a sort of like as a sacrifice. You can use it as a sacrifice as well. Maybe the things that you're going through, you know, do it for like the repose of the soul, you know, of a relative or whatever.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Great points, guys. Let's move on to the next one. And this is from Yoda. Again, Yoda. A very wise
Grover.
Yoda. Or Grover. In The Empire Strikes Back. Check it out.
Your Highness, the transmission we received.
That was my bad. That is not the correct.
Oh, wow. Grover grew up.
use the Force, Lucas. Come on. Play the right clip. This is a famous one, by the way.
I heard that growing up as a kid, by the way.
Use the Force.
Use the Force, Luke, I'm your father. Anyways,
yes,
moving on.
Here's the right one, and it's a famous one from Yoda.
Do or do not. There is no try.
Okay. Do or do not. There is no try. And in the context of this clip, by the way, Luke Skywalker is trying to master the Force, so he travels to the planet of former Jedi Master Yoda for training. Now, Luke doubts that he can use the Force to lift his X-Wing out of the water. Now, you all remember this scene. This is quite famous. He says he will try, and that's why Yoda kind of just drops the hammer on him. Do or do not. There is no try. So here's what Dylan Duke says about this. He says, we should not desire to live in a gray area of commitment to Christ. We should pursue our goals with confidence, giving 100% of our effort. In the same way that Yoda desires Luke to give everything he has to the task in front of him, God wants us to give everything we have to him. But oftentimes, we only give God what we're comfortable giving. Now, God is happy to receive anything that we give, but he wants everything. He wants our every hope, our every fear, our every doubt and desire so that he can accomplish great deeds through us. Now he gives, and interestingly enough, he gives a counter quote. Okay, that's the quote from Yoda, do or do not, there is no try. So he gives a quote from St. Teresa of Avila. Maybe this is a better quote from a Catholic perspective. She said, Christ does not force our will. He only takes what we give him. But he doesn't give himself entirely until he sees that we yield ourselves entirely to him. So do it. Don't just try. Do it. Give yourself to Christ, and he'll give himself back to you 100%. Be right back on The Cale Clark Show.
Well, we put that challenge out there at the beginning of the Cale Clark Show, and that was 55 minutes ago. We said, can we hear from 100 people in the next hour? And to give you a little incentive, we said everyone that calls will be matched 100%. Well, Cale, we just need 11 more calls in the next 5 minutes. I think
we can do this.
Yes, I think we can do it. And here's why you want to be a part of this. We call this pledge drive the Give Hope Pledge Drive. You know, when you call and you make your tax-deductible pledge, you're ensuring that Relevant Radio stays on the air in your hometown, that you can keep hearing shows like The Cale Clark Show and Drew Mariani and Patrick Madrid, but you're really making a charitable gift for others. here's who you're giving hope to. We heard from a listener in Miami on Relevant Radio 1080 AM. She called in today and said that she suffered a spinal cord injury and can no longer attend Mass. So she tunes in every day at 12 noon Central Time for the Holy Mass on Relevant Radio. And then at night, she gets comfort from the Family Rosary Across America, those two touch points every day where she feels like she's a part of a community and praying with others. That's who you're giving hope to. Call now at 877-291-0123. Make a tax-deductible pledge, and if you call in the next 4 minutes, our partners are going to match you. No matter what size donation you make, $1,000 becomes $2,000, $10 becomes $20, or anywhere in between, make that pledge. 877-291-0123. Seven more calls to go, Cale.
We can do it. Absolutely, we can do it. And that story was really touching that you just told, Mike. And yeah, it's so true. The Mass, the Family Rosary Across America, featuring our own Karen Moran, of course, who helps out a lot on the Cale Clark Show as a producer here at Relevant Radio. Yeah, Jesus and Mary, those are those twin pillars. It reminds me of the dream of St. John Bosco, where he dreamt of these two pillars, and on one pillar was the Eucharist, on the other pillar was a statue of Our Lady. And the Pope was basically helming the ship, which was the church, and it was attached to these two poles, and that's what kept it steady in the storm. And we have a lot of storms in our life, and that listener from Miami was going through a pretty serious personal storm, and we're so happy at Relevant Radio that we can be here for you with all of that and through all of that. And of course, speaking of Our Lady, one thing we want to give for anyone that can make a pledge of $600 or more, and by the way, that's only $50 a month for the year, we want to send you a beautiful diptych, which is a beautiful, it's a full color image, which is extremely high quality, made in the United States, and it's of Mary, Undoer of Knots. And you heard Father Rocky talk about the beautiful prayer, and that's on the other side of this two-part image, if you will. And you're going to have this great reminder of how much Mary loves you and how much she wants to untie those knots in our lives. And she wants to help us work out these situations. She wants to give us peace in the midst of these storms. So if you go to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, you can actually see images of this, and you can give online, which is so much easier and faster. You could also call, of course, 1-877-291-0123. But when you give online, you also get the free talk on Mary by Father Rocky as a bonus thrown in.
All right, and we have one phone line open, so I encourage you to log on to relevantradio.com. Right now, that's probably the best way to give. Or now we have two lines open, 877-291-0123. Think about the resources you have at your fingertips when you get in your car and you tune in Relevant Radio. I mean, right there, you have experts who can answer your questions about the faith. You can even call in and speak directly to Patrick Madrid, Father Rocky, Father Simon, Cale Clark. Sometimes we take calls when we have our bishops of the church on as guests. I marvel at what you guys do, Cale, and I can see how it works behind the scenes. So I know that when you field those calls, you're not Googling your answer. It comes right out of your head. I don't know how you guys do it. It really is, though. It really is amazing, the wealth of knowledge we have here at Relevant Radio with our show hosts. Call in and support them right now by making a tax-deductible pledge, 877-291-0123.
Well, we need your prayers, that is for sure. Josh Raymond and I talked about that later. He's the host of The Inner Life, and he said he's never prayed as much as he is right now hosting that show. I can identify. Pray for us and give to help us give hope. 1-877-291-0123. RelevantRadio.com.